Track 12, and now we come to our feature item, which is from TNF Soundings contributor Liz. She tells the story of Angela Burdett Coutts, an unexpected heiress of the Victorian banking family, who spent decades sharing her wealth and knowledge in Britain and across the world. She used her inherited millions to improve life for many people, getting involved in projects with Dickens, Nightingale, and Livingstone.
TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, Roger Brooks with a poem from South Yorkshire poet Sid Oates, to whom we're very grateful for this amusing contribution about a lady called Aunt Sally. Off we go. Aunt Sally was a lady, from her head down to her toes, much like her dearest mother, my beloved Auntie Rose, a figure of authority, integrity and charm, a bygone 60s rocker with a tattooed lady on her arm. Inimitable in every way was my incomparable Aunt Sally. Her claim to notoriety, she won the Monte Carlo Rally. But the thing that made it remarkable, she was driving their old Ford, touring round the Côte d'Azur on their first holiday abroad. They checked the oil and water on the 84 Sierra, ready for a well-earned break upon the Riviera, with Uncle Phil by her side, her lifelong devotee, all set for 2 weeks of bliss, of relaxation by the sea. But an episode would soon ensue that would change the situation, that rattled poor Aunt Sally and scupper their vacation. A Sunday driver cut them up on the road to Saint-Tropez, driving like a lunatic, a roadhog, you might say. The tearaway sped down the road with Sal in hot pursuit, cursing like a harlot from a house of ill repute. Uncle Philip hearing unkempt words he'd never heard before, with Sally beeping at the horn and her foot down to the floor. Aunt Sally with her dander up barreled down the boulevard in pursuance of the speeder, all set to mark his card, coursing down the open road St. Moritz to St. Raphael, a pair of aging hot rodders, like two bats out of hell. You could smell the burning rubber as she raced like Stirling Moss to the sound of Phil's protestations, but he was flogging a dead horse. By now, Aunt Sal was closing in and ready for the kill, to face the reckless racers with her sidekick, Uncle Phil. St. Moritz came into view, the market square now straight ahead, when Sally overtook her foe, still breathing fire and seeing red, when from the crowd the mayor appeared and hugged my dear Aunt Sally, then placed a laurel round her neck. She just won the Monte Carlo Rally.
TNF Soundings.